welcome to the INVISIO Q3 presentation. I'm joined by our CFO, Thomas Larsson, and our Head of Investor Relations, Tina Dagmar Larsson. If any questions at the end of the presentation, we are, as usual, very happy to try to answer. We will, as usual, also go through the main events during Q3. On an overall scale, we, as headline for this quarter, has chosen the presentation of our new product category, namely Communication in Vehicles, and also the fact that we have had a very good order intake during the quarter. As stated, I think several times or many times in the last year, we are preparing INVISIO for a bright future. We are in the process of building a larger company with a broader product portfolio, more market outreach, stronger relationships with current and new customers, as well as, in general, trying to build the company for something considerably bigger. In line with our strategy, that means investments in new products, investments in markets, and also looking at new geographies across the globe. If we turn to page four, here's the outcome of Q3 and the first nine months of the year. As you can see, we have a slight decrease in our revenue in the quarter compared to last year, which was a very strong year. Last year, we had a revenue growth of almost 40%, but this year is a slight decrease. Part of that, I would say probably the majority of the decline is due to a slight delay in certain deliveries because we are changing color on a large number of our products due to customer requests. Because of the other equipment that our customers are using are moving towards a more brown or tan color, if you like, we've also been asked to gradually change color on some of our products, and that has an impact on the revenue in this quarter. For the nine months, as you see, we are still in line with last year, more or less same revenue. The positive part in the numbers, both for the quarter but also for the nine months, is a very strong gross margin, especially in the quarter, from a weaker Q2, where we had a one-off delivery of certain third-party products. We, in this quarter, have benefited from selling only our own products and having a favorable product mix. We came up to 56.2% compared to 52.7% last year. For the nine-month period, 53% towards 52.5%. We are slowly but surely moving towards the upper part of the interval for our gross margins, which we have said several times we believe can be in the range of 50%-55%. Our EBIT level is impacted by the many investments we have done in mainly new hirings, both on the market side but certainly also in the R&D, and everything here is according to plan. Again, we are investing heavily in new products and in market penetration. We have, during the quarter, hired a few more people in our sales offices in France and the U.S., but also opened a new office in Italy. All in all, I don't think there are too many surprises in the numbers here. On the following pages, as usual, on page five and page six, we have the overview of revenue, operating profit, sales per quarter, and also the order backlog. We are happy to see that the order backlog now has started to increase again. At the end of the quarter, it stood at 171.1 million Swedish kronor. As I said, we've had a good order intake during the quarter, both from existing customers and also from new customers. There's been a variety of orders that are solid but not big enough to be press released. So again, good order intake. Majority of the orders coming from our military customers, but also a few from police customers. So, all in all, very happy with the order intake. And on page 7, just a quick highlight overview on the main activities in Q3. I'll come back to the new product portfolio or the new product category for vehicles. As I said, we've opened our own office in Italy. Italy, we believe, has a lot of potential, and we've now found to start with one person that will represent Invisio in Italy, that has a solid background from working with our types of customers, and we have opened our own office there that we can grow from. We will continue to do so in other markets as well once we see the opportunity. We are always looking on core markets in terms of, are there any good partners, resellers we can partner with? If not, then we are open to finding the right people and opening our own offices there. As I said, we also strengthened the teams in the US and France a little bit, so we now have a very solid Invisio sales organization in the US, France, and Italy. And our total number of staff compared to last year increased from 52 to 73. The contract that we announced during the quarter was the two-year contract with the US DOD with an initial order of 60 million. But again, as I said, we've received quite a number of smaller orders that makes up for a good order intake during the quarter. So turning to page 8, just a few words on the new product category that we have announced at two important trade shows, first at DSEI in London and then at the AUSA in Washington, and this is definitely a step for Invisio to strengthen our roles as a leading supplier to our military customers of communication and protection solutions. On page 9, we tried to illustrate the fact that from the beginning, Invisio has been focusing on the individual soldier and what we call the dismounted soldier. But now, with a system and with the new intercom solution, we can also provide a very good communications solution for all types of vehicles, helicopters, boats, etc. And in a system that works seamless, no matter where you are, as long as you have Invisio equipment. On page 10, a little bit on that note, we have grown our product portfolio significantly over the last years, and you are able to see these products more in details on our website, but we do have now a variety of headsets we are selling. We have a variety of control units, PTTs, and now adding the intercom solution and a number of different interface cables means that we have a system that works for our users in dismounted and mounted scenarios. And this system is unmatched in the market. We don't know of anyone that has a similar system. To that note, we also add sometimes other headsets from third parties that fit into this system. What we saw in Q2. So there are different types of headsets, legacy headsets that the customers sometimes request, and we are happy and willing to include that in the total system as long as we can also make a decent revenue from it. On page 11 is just a highlight on our new intercom system that you can see in more detail on our website. There's also a small movie representing the innovations around this intercom system, but it's a lot about the four headlines that you see here: seamless integration, connectivity, mount anywhere, and unique mobility. On page 12, we have tried to illustrate also the mount anywhere, which is one of the very new features for this type of products and that doesn't really exist today. And the idea here is that the Invisio intercom is so small and light and easy to install that you can actually carry it in a backpack together with radios and batteries and antennas. And wherever you go, whatever type of vehicle, you are able to install and mount our system very quickly and use it in areas where you otherwise did not have an intercom solution. But other than the intercom in a bag scenario, the other scenario is what we have on page 13, where traditional intercoms today are very often large and sometimes complicated, but also quite expensive systems in vehicles. And we think that with our system, we are providing a much simpler and less complex solution that will be easy to integrate and easy to use for the normal soldier. It offers flexibility, it's small, lightweight, and as I said, easy to establish intercom anywhere. And it's cost efficient, both for installing into new vehicles and systems, but also as replacements in maintenance programs when old intercom systems are up for replacement. Then it makes a lot of sense for many customers to use our type of equipment instead. Turning to page 14, the vehicle solution that we have announced now will be commercially available in the middle of 2018, but we decided to announce it now so that we can have good discussions and tests with some of the interested customers and parties that we already see. It is primarily for what we call light and medium weight vehicles, and we will be selling it to our existing type of customers, military and police, and use our own sales offices and the partners and resellers that we already have. So we are using existing sales channels. We believe that this is a new product area that will add significant value to Invisio over time. We are not yet ready to announce any market data around this officially. We of course have our own assessments of this, but we for now what we will state is that we believe this market or this product category in the long run will be at least as big as the current market that we are addressing. So there is potentially a lot of opportunity for Invisio in this new market. And finally, I would like to say that this category has been very well received. The new product has created a lot of interest, and as soon as we have samples available, we will start real testing with selected customers sometime in the beginning of 2018, but more to follow in coming reports as we move along. That concludes the introduction of the presentation, and we are now very happy to take whatever question you might have.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question over the phone, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please make sure the mute function on your phone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. Our first question comes from Victor Westman of Redeye. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my questions. I got two of them. First, if you can say something about the big jump in the order book compared to Q2, what that's related to, and excluding, of course, the U.S. order of 60 million there. And the second, if you can comment on the TCAP's budget of some $4 million there. Are you disappointed with that, or is that what you expected?
So, in general, when it comes to the orders in Q3, I think, there is, even though we have not been able to identify any seasonality, we still see that certain quarters, it does vary between quarters how many smaller orders we get. But I think that we have received repeat orders from some of our old customers, which is maybe some end of year money they are spending, but also from newer customers. There's no doubt that we continuously get out to more and more customers, also with our own sales organizations now. We will see that there are more customers coming into the store, so to speak. So it is a combination of getting repeat orders from old customers, but also some newer customers, which is, of course, a very positive. But as I said, it does vary between quarters, so I'm not able to say that this is a new trend yet. When it comes to TCAPs, I think what we have seen with TCAPs this year is more of a, or even if you say the outlook for next year, is more an effect of the new administration coming into place. I don't believe that anyone yet is able to say what will be the reality next year, because as I understand the new administration, or implementing a new administration in the U.S. means that between 20,000 and 30,000 people have to change jobs. And it takes a long time before this new administration is fully in place, and also within the military, before the new program people and the new administration is in place in there. I think many people expect government spending related to military will go up with the new administration, but it's still too early to see the impact of that. And I think that we could also over time see other programs than TCAPs in the making, because the TCAPs is only addressing a part of the Army. When we see new radio programs, we are constantly seeing big programs appearing not only in the U.S. but also elsewhere in form of the radio manufacturers announcing orders. And I think there still are some very large radio programs in the making in the U.S. So I don't put too much in the numbers for TCAPs, more than this is still uncertain what will happen once the new administration is in place.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Our next question comes from Ivey Zhou from SEB.
Hi, this is Wei from SEB. Thank you for taking my question. Lars, would you be able to comment on the OPEX? As I can see, it has been accelerating since the beginning of the year. Should we expect to continue to increase in Q4 as well in 2018, or the annualized Q3 level would be the run rate? Thanks.
Yeah, I think as said, in the last 18 months, we have been accelerating the OPEX level quite a lot in order to establish sales offices and hire a lot of new R&D personnel. But now we are at a point where we don't need to keep the same pace. So I think what you will see in Q4 and into 2018 is that now we will, let's say, stabilize the company at a new level, as it looks now, at least. So we will still need to, or not need to, we will look at opportunities, and if there is an opportunity somewhere, we will, of course, add one or two people, but I don't expect us to keep hiring in the same pace in 2018. Now we have reached a new level, both in terms of market presence and our development capabilities. So it's also, we are still a relatively small company, so it's important that we get the new organization to settle in 100%. So you will see, you might see smaller changes in 18, but I think it will be marginal.
Great, thanks. And I just have one question left. It's on the new product. When should we expect to see a revenue impact in 2018, or it will be in the following years?
If we're lucky, I think we will be able to announce the first orders in the later part of 2018. I'm still uncertain how large it will be, so depending on what you mean by impact. But I think we will start seeing the first orders because again, this is not completely new to our customers. They have been involved and they have been giving us input around this product category. And I believe that especially some of the special forces around the world that have a shorter decision time, some of them will be able to buy and test the products during 2018. But if you talk about larger orders, it will probably go into 19 before we see some of these, especially if they require a formal tender.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Welcome.
As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. The next question comes from Stefan Knudsen of Premium. Please go ahead.
Hello, Lars. Thanks for taking my question. I have a question regarding the delays that you comment on. Do you have any figure on how much in terms of value that was delayed and when you expect it to be recovered?
It's a gradual process because we have seen that the customers have been deciding slowly to change, and when certain customers start changing, then the others will normally follow. So it is a gradual process. I believe that on the Q3, we've probably seen a delay of 10 to 15 million Swedish krona impacted by this, and whether it will take a little into Q4 as well, that is possible. I'm not sure about that yet. We are still working as fast as we can to try to make the change. But it's also related to some of our customers saying that they do not want deliveries until the whole package is completed. So we are in good dialogue with each and every customer about how they would like their deliveries to be. So, but I think it's also, again, this is also one of the things that short-term could give us a competitive advantage, because it sounds easy to change color, and to some extent it is easy, but it does require quite a lot of work in the supply chain and making the components, and also make sure that that we maintain the same quality with the new color. So I think, in all, it's a good thing for us to match up with the customer requirements.
Okay, thank you. I have an additional question on the gross margin. You mentioned that it's strong and it's above your target. Is this part because of the product mix, or is it more connected to your new sales organization?
It's not related to the new sales organizations yet. It's more related to the product mix, but also due to, I would say, the long-term work we do in our supply chain and manufacturing to make sure that we try to optimize wherever we can. So I think it's a combination of the product mix and the ongoing activities that we have in our supply chain to make sure we are very competitive. So the effect of the new office in US and in Italy, for that matter, has not shown yet.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. We will pause for just a moment to allow you to signal. And our next question comes from Karim Bertoni of Bellevue Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. The first one concerns the new COM products for vehicles. Could you give us a flavor potentially of the competitive pricing compared to the current historical legacy products? And also in terms of margin, I understand that your product is quite unique, so it implies that potentially you could get a better margin from this product than for the rest of the group. Could you give us your view on that and how long it would take to deploy?
Absolutely. So we believe that the traditional products that we are competing with, as you see them on page 13, they are somewhere in the range of 50,000 to 100,000 euro per vehicle. They are, of course, also a bit more complex and advanced than ours, but we have not yet released our official pricing for several reasons, but it's fair to say that we will be significantly less expensive. And you're absolutely right, we're also looking at making sure that we get a very good margin on an innovative product like that. But most of this work is ongoing right now. We are still looking at exactly where we should manufacture, where we get the best manufacturing price, and also looking at the customers and seeing where the right price level would be. So it's a little premature, but I would say again, this is going to give us a very good product gross margin, and we will be significantly less expensive than the competition. So that should be a good reason for many customers to choose this this solution.
And I've got a follow-up question concerning the geographical strategic part of your strategy. I understand that you started to talk and show your products already something like 18 months ago, 24 months ago, in the Middle East and in some more countries in Asia. Usually that's roughly the time it takes for the decision maker to start thinking at buying some of your products or at least as testing them. Could you give us some kind of flavor of how things are doing on those geographies currently?
Yes, things are going well, even as you say, it does take time. But we do have received certain smaller orders from customers in those regions. So we have started to see the first smaller orders, if you like. They are predominantly for special forces, both in the Middle East and in parts of Asia. But we are, of course, still looking at what kind of larger programs there would be in those countries. Sometimes it's also an educational process, and we of course have to follow and see which countries do have modern radios and which countries are buying modern radios within the next 2 to 3 years. But the very important thing is always to get your name out there, get people to test so they know what we have, they tried it, and as soon as they have a new radio procurement, then they are also ready to look at our stuff, which is unfortunately not the timing we can influence. But again, we do have received orders from both the Middle East and parts of Asia as initial orders.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. There are currently no further questions in the queue.
Thank you very much. Then we would like to end the presentation for today. Thank you for your questions, and talk to you next time.